Senior producer Christy George has been covering climate change and the environment for 15 years. She's in New Orleans talking to local residents about the very personal impact that rising temperatures and rising tides will have on our lives. Tell us about your project, Christy, and your book, My Vanishing Hometowns.
Well, I'm investigating the premise that people join social movements and change their behavior when the argument for doing that is framed as a matter of doing the right thing, or ethics, or morality, or justice, those sorts of things. And what we've seen in the United States is that people here are still in somewhat in denial about climate change, particularly our political leaders. And so the social movement hasn't caught fire here the way it has in most of the rest of the world. So that's why I'm interested in the question of why people change, what makes people make that decision to change. So I'm looking at the ethical case.
So you think we're basically a moral society?
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're moved by morality. If you look at the civil rights movement or things as simple as smoking, it was when the argument about secondhand smoke came along that I think people quit smoking because you're not just hurting yourself. Now you're hurting someone else. Gay marriage, when it was framed as a matter of justice and equity, equality, then boom, it happened. So I think you'll find that behind a lot of successful social movements. But I'm investigating that. That is a theory of social scientists. So I wait to be disproved.
And how are you investigating that?
Well, I'm traveling to the 8 states that I've lived in around the country. And because it's such a great array of geographical places, I can look at climate change, what's happened there since I lived there, or and what's projected to happen later. And so I can look at how climate change is landing on these different places. And then I'm talking to people who live there about both about climate change and about different ethical issues that are kind of embedded in the climate problem.
Tell us about your Louisiana roots.
So I moved here when I was a baby, maybe like a couple months old. And when I was 18 months old, I got polio the day after I learned to swim in Lake Pontchartrain. So it was a kind of a dramatic time. And consequently, I'm looking at health impacts of climate change and some of the ethical issues that are embedded in medicine and health. Certainly we saw during Hurricane Katrina.
Here in New Orleans, you're doing a residency at a studio in the woods. Tell me a little bit about that process.
It's fabulous. It's incredibly generous. It's 6 weeks here. So I get to be in this place and experience this place again as an adult. It's like I moved here. I live here now, you know. I mean, I'm going to leave soon, but I live here now. And that helps me as a writer. I can write. I've written everything I can that is just about the place and how it feels to be here. That's the terrific value. In addition, I'm doing a project with a partner at Tulane, Dr. Laura Murphy. And she and I are doing a series of conversations about climate change with Louisiana residents who are affected by it, some people who've gone through Katrina, but also a lot with people on the coast and talking about how climate change is affecting them.
Are you finding the conversations universal, or are you finding that there's a lot of difference from geographical area to geographical area?
Well, I'm just starting out. But I think I'm going to find that the conversations are somewhat similar. I think people don't identify the ethical issues as such. Very little is said except about intergenerational morality. You hear Obama talking about it, religious leaders. There have been books written about that particular issue. What kind of a world are we leaving to our children, our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren? And that is a big ethical issue. We're a very short-term thinking species, us humans. And we think about, you know, politicians think about the next election. Business people think about the quarterly earnings report. And we, some say, are still worrying about the saber-toothed tiger that's right outside the cave, that we just, our brains maybe haven't evolved to be able to think about 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 100 years from now. There was just a study that said that after 2100, which no one talks about, it'll take 10,000 years to roll back the changes in the climate that are underway if we don't change.
Well, here in New Orleans, we will definitely be looking forward to what you have to say and what we have to say in your book. If people are more are interested in getting in on the conversation, go to Nolavie, NOLAVIE.com. or astudiointhewoods.org or wwno.org. Thank you, Christy, for telling us about your project.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.